The following is a production of Radio on the Go Sports. 1, 2, 3, 4!
At Mort's Water Company, we are proud to sponsor the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show each Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10 a.m. on KLMJ 104.9 Radio on the Go. The Coaches Show highlights area teams throughout the fall and winter sports season. Sit back as they talk with area coaches about their most recent games and their players.
Good Saturday morning. It's Dylan Dierberg here in studios with you, and it's 8:30, which means it's time for the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show here on 104.9 KLMJ. And this week we get a chance to catch up with all of our girls basketball head coaches in our listening area. It gives us a great opportunity to see how all of the area programs are doing after the first week and a half of action is through. All these teams have at least two, if not three or four games in at this point in the season, and we can kind of reflect back on how their teams are doing throughout those first few games and what things they can work on going forward to end up as the best versions of themselves. Looking forward to our conversation we're going to have with all of our head coaches this morning, and of course, starting with none other than the head coach of the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs. That's Coach Miranda Stafford, who got a big win in the Battle for Bradford Part 1 last night as they went on the road and defeated the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets 41-20. We'll get her comments on last night's game as well as her reactions to the first few games of the season for the Bulldogs, who sit at 2-1 right now on the season. After this break, stay with us. We got an exciting show headed your way this morning where we talk to all of the girls basketball coaches of all of our area programs, starting with HD Cal after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
The holidays are coming and so are your guests. Impress them with great tasting water, sparkling clean dishes, and clothes that look brand new. This is Justin Morton at Mort's Water Company. The Kinetico Whole House Water Treatment System is designed to give you cleaner, better tasting water, brighter dishes, and cleaner, softer clothes. Kinetico Water Treatment Systems come with a warranty and service no one can beat. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com. Mort's Water Company, serving North Central Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Kinetico dealer.
And welcome into segment number one here of the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. As always, I'm your host, Dylan Dierberg. And as always, this first segment is held out for the Hampton Dumont Cal athletic programs. This week, specifically the girls basketball program and Coach Miranda Stafford. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Good talking with you again.
Yes, good morning. And Coach, your team, back-to-back victories, especially last night, a big one over Iowa Falls Alden, 41-20. Obviously, that battle for Bradford, that rivalry, always a big one to get. The only loss of the season came in the first game of the year. You guys took on Applington Parkersburg and fell in a tight one, 50-48. Coach, can you kind of just start by recapping a little bit of each of these games and kind of talking about the things that stuck out to you so far this season?
Yeah, that first game, I mean, it's first game out of season, so you have a lot of nerves, a lot of adrenaline going there at the beginning, and that was fun just to get on the floor and get going again. Back and forth, we got ourselves into a little bit of foul trouble right at the beginning of the game and took us out of a rotation, but played hard. AP has some good athletic, they're long, they rebound the ball well, so I was pleased, I mean, overall, 100% with their effort. We got down in the fourth quarter. I think we were down 48-40 with about 2.5 to go, and we were able to get some steals and some big buckets. I think Jordan hit some free throws right at the end to tie it. We go down with about 45 seconds and needed one stop. Unfortunately, sent them to the line, just had kind of a miscommunication on a defensive adjustment and what we wanted to do there. Sent them to the line, and they made one and came down with a shot with about 2.5 seconds, you know, 2.5 seconds, and had a shot. Lauren went into to contact and didn't get a call. Probably wasn't a foul call. They're long and lanky and do a good job of being straight up. But she attacked and tried to get a bucket to put us in the lead there and just came up short. So overall, just excited about their effort and good start, just came up a little bit short.
Certainly, Coach, and that's a heck of a game to start the season. But that, of course, that first game can dictate how a season goes. But this is a senior-led squad. They kept their heads high, dominated AGWSR 52-32 their next time out. Give us a quick recap of that one.
That was just a good confidence booster, like you said, coming out from losing a close one and then having Thanksgiving break to kind of regroup and come in with a game plan. We were able to provide a lot of pressure, cause a lot of turnovers. We finished at the rim, shot better, moved the ball a little bit better against their zone, and was happy with Avery. I think he had 18 that night and did a really nice job of attacking the basket and choosing when to shoot, when to attack, and get some boards. So it was a good bounce-back win against a team that's struggling a little bit ball handling, and we were able to take advantage and provide some pressure and get some easy baskets.
That's something you guys do really, really well. Your guys' press and man-to-man defenses are impressive, as well as your 2-3 zone that you showed a lot last night against Iowa Falls Alden. You held them to 20 points on the game in what was kind of a wacky beginning to the game. The whistles were rolling early on and then kind of quieted down in the second half, but that led to an 11-5 halftime score. However, the shots started falling, especially in that third quarter, led to a 20-7 run, and you guys got out and away from the Cadets last night.
Yeah, you talk about some ugly basketball. That was a hard one to watch in the first half. Just no flow. We were hoping to come out, you know, man, pressure them a little bit, cause some turnovers, and it just was called incredibly close. It felt like at times you couldn't even breathe. So just like you said, weird. We couldn't get into a rhythm, got good shots, but I think just all the stoppage in the first half, nobody could really get going. So regrouped at halftime, our 2-3 worked really well. The girls communicated great defensively, knowing where they've got two good scorers. You know, Shire, if she gets hot, she's trouble. And they did a really nice job of communicating and identifying where she was at on the court at all times. So that was great to see. And just being able to, we hadn't worked on a 2-3 much and threw it out there, and it worked really well for us last night.
That's something that you can do typically, I've found, with a team that has more experience. And obviously, it's not like the younger players on your team don't play. You got a pair of fantastic freshmen that play a lot of minutes for you. But nonetheless, those senior leaders, they seem to just know and pick up on things a little bit faster. You can make those last-second adjustments even when you haven't practiced the 2-3 much, and they end up paying off big time for you guys. And again, that is a 2-1 start for the Hampton-Dumont Cal Bulldogs out through their first three games. And Coach, right away, no rest for the weary. You guys have a game this afternoon. We'll talk more about that after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
Taking college credit classes in high school through Ellsworth Community College does more than help you get a jump start on your education. Students that take dual credit classes at ECC and go directly to UNI, Iowa State, or Iowa save an average of $5,000 over the course of their education. But when you take your first 2 years at Ellsworth before transferring to a four-year school, you double your savings. Learn more at ellsworthcollege.com.
He shoots! He scores! The old sky hook's still working. Denny Wigman here with Dumont Harkin Lumber. Dumont Harkin Lumber is proud to again help sponsor the Hampton-Dumont Cal portion of the Coach's Corner. We are here on the hardwood wishing good luck to Coach Valley and Coach Walton on the court, as well as Coach Hansen and the wrestling team this winter. We appreciate the business from everyone in the school district. That's from Dumont Harkin Lumber, your source for building materials in Bulldog Country and beyond. And go Bulldogs!
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Ask Castle Dick and Kelch Insurance if auto owners make sense for you. That's with Dwayne, Tom, and Terry at Castle Dick and Kelch Insurance in Hampton.
Welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. This is part two of our conversation with Coach Stafford about the Hampton-Dumont Cal girls basketball team. The Bulldogs out to a 2-1 start to the season. And like I said before the break, no rest for the weary. You guys are playing again this afternoon versus St. Ansgar. At least it's at home. That's an advantage for you guys. But talk a little bit about what Saint's going to bring to Hampton this afternoon.
Yeah, we're excited to get another look at them. They beat us on a buzzer beater at the end last year, so excited to have them come into the gym today. They've got a really talented post player that they're going to base their offense around, so we're hoping we can provide a little bit of pressure on their guards, make them uncomfortable so that they can't see and get those clean looks into the post, and then just have to really dive down, dig, help on the post so that she's not getting too many clean looks, and then make sure that we box out and try to get up and down the floor. They're a little bit taller, so we're hoping we can use our speed a little bit.
That'll be key, and you guys win a lot in the backcourt. That's the HD Cal way, defense first. It's the same on the boys' side as well. Lots of talented athletic players all throughout this HD Cal Bulldog lineup, girls or boys, when it comes to especially defensive talent and coach. Then you guys have Osage and St. Edmund go through the week next week. Can you talk a little bit about what both of those teams will present challenge-wise for your girls?
I know Osage is going to look completely different than they have the last couple years. Numbers, they're down. I don't know a whole lot about what they have coming back right now, but I know program-wise, they've got a great seasoned coach who has been there a long time, so I know they're going to put a lot of effort out. They're going to be disciplined, so we're going to have to be able to play 32 minutes and play disciplined, take care of the basketball, and make sure we get a lot of shots, and then go to St. Ed's, and it just always seems like that gym is, you know, it's a cracker box, people are kind of on top of you. You got that real small school feel and a tough place to play, but we need to just come out and take advantage of our strengths and pressure the basketball, get up and down the floor, and see if we can create some chaos.
Again, the best thing that HD Cal does defensively, whether it's the boys or the girls, create chaos. I talked about it last night calling your guys' game against Iowa Falls Alden. That was one of my keys. If HD Cal can create chaos in the game, they seem to be at home when the ball is flying around at 110 mile an hour. That's where the Bulldogs make their hay, and they did it again last night, beating Iowa Falls Alden 41-20 to get to 2-1 on the season. And now, Coach, I want you to take a second and highlight some of those players that play in the chaos so well, some of those players that have stood out to you this season so far.
Well, you've got to say, you know, our 2 4-year varsity players, Lauren and Avery, who have a lot of experience. They're showing that senior leadership, that composure, just their basketball knowledge, when to do things. So we're going to go with them. You know, they're going to lead this program, and they're going to continue to make those younger kids, but we were able to rotate a lot of kids through. We had Zoe Erdman came in the first half last night against Iowa Falls when we got into a little bit of foul trouble and played some huge minutes. Didn't do anything spectacular, but just did things right. So gave us kind of that first half spark to get us through those tough times. So did a nice job recognizing her role. And then I think you get Brooklyn out on the top of the press, and she does a good job of pressuring the ball and allowing those four that are on the backside to play those passing lanes and step in and read some passes. So I think just if we can continue to work with one another, get to know each other a little bit more on the court. We had a couple injuries in the off season, so didn't get a whole lot of time to mesh all together. I think that camaraderie is just going to continue to grow as the season gets deeper into it.
The camaraderie and confidence of a team is super key, especially with a team that has as big of a mix as you do. Freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, they're all playing for you on this squad this season. It's a nice mix and a nice little team that you got yourself this year, and we're looking forward to seeing more of what they can do, especially coming up later this afternoon. Do you want to give us a starting time for that game at home against St. Ansgar?
We start the quad at 2:00. Varsity girls tip at 4:30 with boys to follow after that. So if you're bored on a Saturday afternoon, come on out and watch some good Bulldog basketball.
And what's better to do on a Saturday afternoon than watch basketball? God, my favorite sport,
absolutely,
favorite time of year, and it's the best place to do it right here in Hampton. Super close and a good opponent as well in St. Ansgar. It'll be a fun one. And, Coach, we wish you the best of luck in that one as well as going forward until we talk again in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yep, no problem, Coach. Now we move on to the next one in line. That'll be Coach Uhlenberg on the other side of this battle for Bradford for the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets when we come back on 104.9 KLMJ.
Radio on the Go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the Go.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at www.mortsonline.com.
Welcome into segment number two of this morning's Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. And of course, this time is always reserved for Iowa Falls Alden Cadets basketball. In this case, it's the girls basketball coach I'm talking to now, Coach Brandon Uhlenberg. Coach, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach, you guys have four games in the books already for your young squad this season. A lot of games early on, I think the most of any of our teams so far to this point. And 0-4 in those games, however, only two seniors on the roster this year for the Cadets. So practice time at a premium at this point. And I guess we'll just start things off with the game that started the season for you guys. That was a game at home against South Hardin, and that was a heartbreaker, a 40-39 loss there. Can you recap that game a little bit for us and let us know how it finished?
Yeah, you know, we got down early in that game and kind of made a comeback and just chipped away in the second half, you know, and actually had a chance to win it at the end you know, had a freshman get a look, Sydney Phipps, and right on line and just a little bit long and didn't drop. Otherwise, you know, we're talking about a 1-3 team instead of 0-4. But overall, really an intense game, a good game to start the season with a young squad. There's so many situations that happen in a close game like that you just can't replicate in practice. And I think as the season goes on and hopefully we get in more of those situations, I think that experience will carry over. But, you know, good film to talk to young kids about, you know, where we should be and plays we missed here and there. But, you know, overall, obviously would like to win the game, but a good experience for a young team for sure.
Indeed, and then you guys went back to work almost immediately. Just a couple days later, you guys would take on West Marshall, one of the better teams in the area. In fact, they're 3-0 at this point in the season with impressive wins in all of their games so far. That would end in a 67-35 loss before you guys would then take on South Hamilton just a few days ago on Thursday, and that would be a 51-34 loss. And then you guys played back-to-back and took on Hampton Dumont Cal last night in the first of two battles for Bradford's, at least in the regular season this year, and that one was a close one, a choppy game at halftime, 11-5. Neither team could find their offense, and then you guys just had a little bit too many turnovers in the second half of that game, led to easy outs and finishes and shots for Hampton Dumont Cal. Do you want to just kind of talk to us a little bit about those last three games kind of grouped together there?
Well, and the funny thing is all three of those games kind of follow the same script. If you look at the West Marshall game, you know, and they're ranked in 3A, and we're down one at half. And then you go to the South Hamilton game, and I want to say we were down 6 or 8 at half. And then, you know, on Friday night, we're down 6 at half, and they all end up in blowouts. You know, unfortunately, we just can't figure out how to put two halves together and try and keep it close and give ourselves a chance at the end. But, you know, I don't fault the effort of our kids at all. It just really comes down to execution. We've got to be able to execute, and when things change up at halftime, we've got to be able to adjust on the fly. And with a young team, that's so hard to do. I think we're still working through that process. You know, and it'll be a process all year long with how young we are. But I still see so much potential in this team. You know, we just got to get back to work. We got to get practice time. We got to get, you know, get focused back on the details and the small things that make such a huge difference in a game. And unfortunately, we're stuck in a cycle where we play Thursday, Friday, Monday, and there's just not time to go fix those mistakes. So, you know, we just got to go out and continue to give great effort, do the best we can, and when we finally get a chance to practice, get locked in and get focused on getting better. You know, I don't think the team that you see now is the team you'll see at the end of the year. There's just so much room for improvement, you know, but as we work through it, you know, it's got to be focus and practice from our kids and really wanting to get better. And hopefully we see that a little bit as the season wears on.
Well, Coach, I think you made a great point. There's a lot of talent on this squad, although a young team. I know from watching you guys play and at home against Hampton Dumont Cal last night, I mean, Ella Shire's a super talented player. Haley Bridgewater does a lot of good things. Allie Ackerson, another person on this squad, a freshman, Brooklyn Handlin. I mean, she's a really good shooter that she brings some stuff. Abigail Idis, a good rebounder for you guys. Addison Dennis, I mean, all these players really do a lot of different stuff for you guys. It's just such a young team, a lot of learning time yet. And oh, don't forget, the last three teams that Iowa Falls Alden went up against, they're 8-2 right now, come behind record. So these are really good teams that they're facing as well. So this is kind of a thing where they started off the year, toss-up game, didn't get the shot to fall, and now they sit at 0-4. But you guys will take on Nevada on Monday. We'll talk more about that, as well as improvement and highlighting these girls after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
This is Stephanie, your Hy-Vee and Iowa Falls store manager, with our three-day baking sale this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have our Hy-Vee dozen large eggs for just 99 cents a dozen. 1 pound butter is on sale, just 2 for $5. And our Hy-Vee bacon chips, semi-sweet chocolate, white chocolate, and many other varieties on sale, just $4 for $5. 4 pound That Smart Sugar on sale for $1.67. And our Hy-Vee Bam pretzels are on sale for just 99 cents. So stock up on these baking items and much more during our Hy-Vee baking sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's Hy-Vee, Highway 65 South, Iowa Falls.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Iowa Falls Alden segment of the Coach's Corner on KLMJ. Hi, my name is Todd Bicknese. At Thrivent here in Iowa Falls, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to help create a financial strategy that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Let's talk about your goals. Please call 641-316-1072. Or stop in and see me at 602 Washington Avenue, downtown Iowa Falls. Go Cadets!
Hi, may I help you?
First impressions at your business are everything. Along with a friendly greeting, Iowa Falls Glass knows how important the look of your storefront is. That's why hundreds of businesses in the area and across the Midwest have relied on Iowa Falls Glass. Stop and see examples of the Glass Man's professional storefronts. Single and double doors, big windows, all sizes of mirrors, automatic sliding doors, and handicap accessible doors. From hotels, government buildings, and corporate headquarters to schools, gift stores, supermarkets, and barbershops.
Make your impressions with a new storefront from Iowa Falls Glass. See the Glass Man today, South 65, Iowa Falls.
Back now after the break, talking with Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball coach Brandon Uhlenberg. And Coach Uhlenberg, we kind of talked about it before the break, and you brought it up. Not a lot of practice time for your girls so far this season. It's coming a premium, and you guys really got to keep working now, as you guys have another game Monday on the road at Nevada. Your guys' first real true road game of the season. That comes at a tough spot for you guys. Can you talk a little bit about how tough it's been without the practice time, as well as some of the things you'd like to work on with your girls when you guys finally find the time to do that?
Yeah, with a young team, you know, instead of playing four games, I wish we'd have about one or two under our belt and be able to have that practice time to try and get everything cleaned up. But the biggest thing is we've got to be able to put five kids on the floor all headed in the same direction. And it seems like we'll have three or four, you know, in one rotation, and then we'll have, you know, two or three in the next rotation. We can never get to the point where we have all five out there locked in and executing, you know, on both offense and defense. So, you know, we've got to get back to work, got to get back in the practice gym and really harp on the basics, the fundamentals, and being able to see the floor. But offensive execution, defensive intensity and rebounding, those are things that we've got to get cleaned up. And I say cleaned up mostly because of what we've seen so far, but some of it is just teaching. We just haven't got the time so far to be able to teach how we want things done. And you know, I feel really good about our system, and we've run kind of the same system for quite a few years here since I've been here. You know, last year we had success with it. We've had success with it before. We just got to get everybody on the same page, and I feel confident with the talent we have that the team you see now will not be the team that you see as the season ends. I feel good about our kids. We just got to have time to get better, and I think that'll happen as the season wears on.
Well, speaking of that, Coach, I think it's time to highlight some of the girls on your squad as well. You know, another thing I just thought of, how young this team is with sophomores and freshmen playing a lot at the varsity level. They didn't get the JV years. They didn't get the slowed down, you know, basics work that you get with 1 or 2 years in JV. They got pulled right up and played at the varsity level right away, so they're kind of learning on the fly with your squad. Can you highlight a couple of these girls on your team so far that have stood out this season?
Yeah, I think one of the big success stories so far this year is Addison Dennis. She's a freshman post player for us. And I just think about where she was at game one to where she was, you know, game three and game four. She's made a huge step forward for us. And that's a huge credit to her because there hasn't been a lot of practice time for improve. I think some film work, and I think her, you know, taking the lessons learned in games and carrying them over to the next one has really done her you know, a good service. I mean, she's done a great job for us, and you can see her growing right in front of your eyes. Now, there's some other kids that we rely on a lot, and I think for every freshman and sophomore, as they get thrown into varsity, that light goes on at a different time. But I think once we get everybody with that light on and all five pulling in the same direction, you know, I feel really good about where we can end up at the end of the year. But I think Addison Dennis right now has done a really good job for us. I think Brooklyn Hanlon has come quite a way since the start of the season. And I think Sydney Phipps, another freshman, all three of these kids are freshmen. I think Sydney Phipps, it's really hard to go from eighth grade basketball to coming in and trying to run point guard in a varsity basketball game. Yeah, she's made some mistakes, no doubt, but she is one of the most coachable kids we have, always trying to learn, trying to get better. And I think, you know, no matter how the season ends up, the experience they had this year will really serve them moving forward. You know, eighth grade basketball and varsity basketball is a huge jump, and I credit the kids for the effort they give and you know, for caring and wanting to get better. And as the season wears on, I know we will.
Well, it's a young, talented crew for you this year, Coach Uhlenberg. Poses a good challenge as well. And speaking of challenges, you guys have your next one on the road at Nevada on Monday. Can you give us a little talking to about what Nevada brings to the table and what challenges will be presented there?
Yeah, one of the big things for us is we just haven't been very good on the offensive end of the floor. You know, I thought against Hampton Dumont, we were actually pretty decent for the most part defensively. We only gave up 41 points. The problem is we only scored 20. So, The big problem that Nevada is going to provide is they are so multiple defensively. You'll see odd front zone, even front zone. You'll see man-to-man. They'll switch it up within a possession. And that's going to be really hard for young kids to understand, hey, after three passes, they were in an odd front zone and now they're playing man or they're playing a 2-3 or whatever the case is. You know, with a veteran squad, that's something you can kind of manage and find your way through. But with a young squad, that's going to be a real challenge. And so, you know, we'll show up on Monday and they roll the ball out and we'll give the best effort we can. And we'll go try and defend and rebound and hopefully knock some shots down and give them the best game we can. I think if our best shows up, it should be a heck of a ball game. I know they're getting some votes in 3A as far as being ranked. But we've played a ranked team close for a half at West Marshall. So, you know, I think it depends on what team we have show up and how focused and how locked in we are. And I look forward to a good game and hopefully, you know, we can come out on top. But if nothing else, we can take a lot from it as a learning experience as we move forward.
Well, no lack of effort from this crew that I saw last night against Hampton Dumont Cal, that's for sure. As, again, Coach Uhlenberg's crew, 0-4 at this moment. But, again, this is a young, talented squad. We're going to watch them grow throughout the year and gain confidence as they do it. It should be a fun team to watch at the end of the season. Thanks for your time this morning, Coach Uhlenberg, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. But for now, on to the next coach in line on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
Radio on the go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
The Green Recorder has been publishing weekly since 1876, with every edition on the Green Public Library's website at green.lib.us. The Green Recorder is published 52 weeks a year. Weekly copies are always available at Casey's, Drawley's Department Store, Smith's Etc., West 40 Meats, and of course the Green Recorder's office. For a subscription, call 816-4525. Call the Green Recorder and stay in touch with what's happening in Green and Butler County.
Welcome into this segment on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ. And this segment has been reserved for North Butler Athletics, as always. And, of course, our chance now is to talk to North Butler basketball girls head coach. That's Ryan Iser. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach Iser.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, Coach, you guys have played three games in the books so far, including one played last night as well, but we'll start at the beginning of the season. You guys had a game at home against South Winneshiek that would be a 53-38 loss. Then you guys would struggle on the road at Northwood Kensett, losing 38-11, just 11 points put up in that game. However, last night against Newman Catholic, that was a good one, 48-41, a loss for you guys, but putting up 41 points the most this season for your crew. I guess we'll start back at South Winneshiek in Green. Can you kind of recap that game a little bit for us?
Yeah, South Winneshiek, they came in really aggressive. We knew they were going to. They came in very aggressive, and I think being first game, not really seeing any opponents yet, the aggressiveness just kind of got to us. We had 35 turnovers, which is just too many if you want to win a ball game. But we did a lot of things well that game, too. Our defense was pretty solid. We played well. I mean, we had a good amount of takeaways from them as well. It was just kind of night where we were a little bit overwhelmed with the defensive pressure. Haley Friesman that night had, I think, 17 on over 50% shooting, so it was a good night for her. As a team, we didn't have a bad night, but we didn't have a great night. We knew it would be a learning process just going from there.
Yeah, and Coach, speaking of good defense, you guys hold Northwood Kensett to 38 points in what ended up being a defensive battle on the road. In that one, you guys lose the second game of the year 38-11. Can you kind of talk about what happened to the offense in that one, as well as highlighting the good defense that held Northwood Kensett to 38?
Our defense is going to be our strong suit this year, and I knew that coming in. We play solid defense. We've got athletic, long girls who try, they try so hard. We know our defense is going to be where we're going to need to be at for games if we want to stay in them. So that went well for us. We held Northwood in what we could. Was there some things that we could have fixed? Was there some coaching things that I should have fixed sooner? Absolutely. But offensively, we didn't value the basketball. We, on 52% of our possessions, turned the ball over against Northwood, and it's hard to ever win a game or score much if you're giving the ball away more times than you're keeping it.
Yeah, that's certainly a key, especially in girls basketball. I've noticed pressure and forced turnovers, as well as shooting. Those are the two biggest things I think I notice with girls basketball. If you can pressure the ball and force turnovers and get easy layups, that helps you out, because there's not a ton of shooting. Shooting comes at a premium at this level, at the high school level, whether it's girls or boys basketball. Really, really tough output there for you guys. But obviously, the turnovers being the biggest problem or an issue for you guys also means that's an easy thing for you guys to work on as well in practice. But before we get to talking about that, let's talk about last night's game. You guys put it together offensively, 41 points in this game, but you guys come up just short to Newman Catholic, 48-41. Recap that one for us a little bit.
By far the best game of the year for us, obviously. And I go back to that game and I can't pick out a lot of areas where we faulted too much. We played our best game. We played our butts off. You know, they worked so hard during that. Defensively, we were doing what we needed to do. At one point in that game, we led 20-3, and then it was 22-16 at the half. And from there, it was just a dogfight between the two teams. I mean, back and forth, one bucket here, one bucket there, a stop here, a stop there. They got a very huge momentum swing off of offensive rebound into a three-point shot that swung the lead in their favor. And from there, the momentum was on their side. We had a couple turnovers consecutively that they capitalized on, and then we had to play the foul game, and they were hitting their free throw.
The foul game, always the situation played at the end, a tough spot to be in for your girls, but obviously showed a lot of promise in this game as well. You guys clearly moving in the right direction through three games. First off, Coach, I want you to take a second before we go to break here and talk about, I know turnovers have been the bugaboo so far for you guys, but talk about the areas you guys have improved in through three games.
Through the three games, I would say, like you said, the turnovers is our hard part, but our game last night with Newman was just a step in the right direction. We cut our turnovers down by 10. I mean, that was massive for us. And on top of that, I think our girls are just starting to buy into the idea of, you know, we're not going to be this high-profile, high-scoring team, but our identity can be in the defensive aspect.
Yeah, and you know, that's a fun team to watch too. I'm a big basketball fan myself. I think it's the best sport being played, but that's just my biased opinion. Nonetheless, a team that really gets down and gets dirty defensively, they keep themselves in a lot of basketball games that maybe they're less talented in too. And I know you have some talented and, like you said, some length, some athleticism on that squad. So just to get that turnover bugaboo figured out, which we'll talk about in the second half after this break, then that'll be a big thing for your girls moving forward. Nonetheless, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more with Coach Iser after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Green Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual want to remind you not to veer for deer. If you see a deer on the road, try to stay calm. Slow down and keep your steering wheel still. Find more tips for safe driving at grinnellmutual.com. With your steady hands and their steadfast support, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Lucas Wedeking and Misty Osborne, your local Grinnell Mutual agents. At Green Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A big thank you and congrats from Landis. Despite the drought, the yields were good again, and Landis cooperatives congratulate farmers on wrapping up Harvest 2021. Thank you for using Landis for your grain deliveries as well as your fall fertilizers. Your farmer-owned Landis cooperatives in Kessley, Dyke, New Hartford, Green, and Packard are there for you with all of your agronomy services as you wrap up field work this fall. Landis Co-op, proud to sponsor this Saturday's Coach's Corner segments and live fall games with Radio On the Go.
Welcome back to the second half of our conversation about girls Bearcat basketball here with Coach Iser. And Coach, I kind of gave a little thought to it before we went. Let's talk about that turnover bugaboo. That's a thing you guys struggle with. Can you talk about some things that you guys are going to work on in practice this upcoming week and in upcoming weeks to cut down on those turnovers?
Yeah, I mean, in practice, we went really hard this past week in a lot of valuing the ball kind of drills where we had to force situations where we were under pressure and had to learn to pass through that or pass around that and control the ball even when there's pressure in our face. I mean, those drills, we did various drills throughout the week, and I know our girls thought it was punishment, but the repetition was what we were going for, and I think it showed with our most recent game is if we just keep hammering at those drills, get that under control, figure that out. I mean, we can do a lot of great things if we just keep the ball in our hands.
And, Coach, now to talk about the girls that make the things happen on the court. Let's highlight a couple or a few of those players that have had great seasons for you so far.
It's hard to single out a few. I know my senior leaders are doing really well. You know, they're fighting in practice. They're fighting in games. They're giving me what they can. Haley Friesman, I think, probably leading us in scoring right now. She had 17 the first game. We didn't score a whole lot the second game. And then the third game, she had about 12. Meg's playing well. Meg had 16 versus Newman. Meg Thompson, she's playing really well. And then our sophomore post, I mean, they're doing exactly what I ask them to. I keep telling them, I don't need you to be the all-star threat scorer on the team. I just need you to get me rebounds. And that's what they do well. They get you anywhere from 7 to 10 to 12 rebounds a game.
Well, and that's a big factor as well in girls basketball, the rebounding aspect. I know offensive rebounds play a big role in winning games at this level as well, at least in the little bit that I've seen so far this season. That certainly has been the case. And, of course, a pair of really good rebounders on this team as well. A triplet, I guess I should say, with Casey Weibke, Meg Thompson, and Brooklyn Wicks. Nonetheless, Coach, it's been a pleasure to talk to you so far today. Before we let you go, though, let's talk about the games that are upcoming this week for your squad. Taking a look at your guys' schedule, you guys have Central Springs on the road on the 7th, and then you have St. Ansgar on the 10th this upcoming week. Talk a little bit about those matchups. Does anything stick out to you there?
You know, they're going to be good teams. They're going to, you know, they played each other just the other day, earlier this week, they played each other. They're a solid team. They scrap. They play hard. Saints going to have size, so they're going to use it. We're going to look to try to find some counter for it, obviously. But they're games where if we play basketball like we played versus Newman, we can hang in any of those games. So we just need to keep doing what we're doing. Keep improving, stay focused on the small goals, You know, Central Springs and Saint, they're solid teams this year, but we can hold our own if we do our things right.
Trusting the process is the key right now in North Butler, as this girls team, again, 0-3, but just played their best game against Newman Catholic last night, a 48-41 loss, and Coach Iser hopes that catapults them in the right direction to get things turned around next week, again, taking on Central Springs on the 7th on the road for their next game. I want to thank you and wish you the best of luck going forward, Coach Iser.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
No problem, Coach. We're moving on to the next coach in line now on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ.
KLMJ 104.9 FM, Hampton. Radio on the go. When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
The holidays are coming, and so are your guests. Impress them with great-tasting water, sparkling clean dishes, and clothes that look brand new. This is Justin Morton at Mort's Water Company. The Kinetico Whole House Water Treatment System is designed to give you cleaner, better-tasting water, brighter dishes, and cleaner, softer clothes. Kinetico Water Treatment Systems come with a warranty and service no one can beat. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com. Mort's Water Company, serving North Central Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Kinetico dealer.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ, and we keep the show rolling this morning with a segment for the West Fork Warhawks. Their girls basketball team sits at 2-1 through three games in the season. They started the year ranked and find themselves just on the outside of the rankings looking in for this upcoming week. Unfortunately, we were unable to get a hold of their head coach, Coach Rodney Huber, for this week. So I'll do a quick rundown of the games they've played and how this season has unfolded to this point. Let's start with their first game of the season. The West Fork Warhawks went on the road to take on the North Iowa Bison. This would end in a 52-23 win for them. And in this game, they got out to a quick start, a 15-5 first quarter, followed up by a 21-2 second quarter, gave them a 36-7 advantage at halftime, and they pretty much cruised from there to a 52-23 victory. However, the second game of the year didn't quite go as planned for the Warhawks, as they would take on Forest City at home. After the first quarter, they were up 2, however, at halftime, they found themselves down 3. A big third quarter for the Warhawks would put them in position to win the game, as they'd find themselves with a 2-point advantage headed into the fourth quarter. But Forest City would outscore West Fork 23-18 in the final 8 minutes of play and end up holding on to win the game 56-53. This was a back-and-forth affair throughout. Two different players for Forest City had 18 points, another with 13, while for the Warhawks, it was a team effort. Emma Martinek scored 14 points, 10 for Leah Weaver, while there was a host of Warhawks with 5 or more points. But the Warhawks would come back with a vengeance last night, as they would get a big victory 94-17 over the Rockford Warriors in what would be a high-scoring affair for them, able to put the ball in the hoop early and often last night against Rockford. And they'll be looking to keep that rolling in the upcoming games at Northwood Kensett and then hosting Newman Catholic and Central Springs. As far as a statistical breakdown for this team, their leading scorer to this point is Emma Martinek with 13.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals for her as well on the season. She's helped along by Riley Atkins, who's averaging 10.5 points a game at this point. Also 3.5 steals for her, couple rebounds, 2.5 assists as well. Leah Weaver, the freshman's had a fantastic season so far, 8.5 points a game for her, 2 steals and 2 rebounds on top of that. Ellie Weaver, her older sister, the junior, also averaging 8.5 points a game and 6.5 steals. That's a team high per game. Really impressive stat for her there. Also 4.5 rebounds. Maddie Hubka's chipped in 5 points a game, 3 points a game for Madison Bonner and Keely Sheriff as well to round out the scoring. We already talked about it. The major thief on the team is Ellie Weaver, averaging 6.5 steals a game to this point. Maddie Hubka is second with 4.
Then there's a pair of Warhawks with 3.5. That'd be Atkins and Sheriff. Before there are three more Warhawks with at least 2 steals a game. This is a team that does all their work in the backcourt. Much like Hampton, Dumont, Cal, they want to play with chaos and speed, create interference in the other team's offense, create turnovers, get out and run, and score points that way. As far as assist-wise, Ellie Weaver and Riley Atkins, the juniors, lead the way as they average 5 assists combined. As far as rebounding-wise, Madison Bonner, the senior, with 6 rebounds a game. She's followed by Ellie Weaver and Emma Martinik, both with 4.5 rebounds a game. This is a team that doesn't exactly average a ton of rebounds a game, just 17.3, but they shoot a really strong percentage as a team, nearly shooting 40% from the field, over 25% from 3, and 55% from the free throw line. As far as what's next for the West Fork Warhawks, they will be on the road at Northwood Kensett on Tuesday the 7th. Northwood Kensett is 2-1 at this point. Teams have equal records. They've played liked opponents as well, as both teams have played North Iowa and gotten a victory over the Bison this season. So that should be an interesting game, one that'll challenge the Warhawks that'll be on the road. Then they come back home on the 10th, Friday, to take on Newman Catholic. Newman Catholic 0-3 on the year to this point, with losses to Lake Mills, Osage, and Bishop Garrigan. And then on the 14th, that'll be a week from Tuesday, they'll take on Central Springs at home. Central Springs 1-1 on the season to this point. And then St. Ansgar will end that week the 17th, the Friday, 2 weeks from now. They'll take on St. Ansgar. And St. Ansgar 0-2 with 2 close losses to this point in the season. That's what's up next for the West Fork Warhawks, and I hope that breakdown suffices for this week. We'll get a hold of Rodney Huber in 2 weeks and break down all the games that they've played to that point. But for now, that's going to do it for this West Fork Warhawks segment. We'll move on to the next coach in line now on 104.9 KLMJ.
Where else can you get 120-plus audio and 40-plus music channels for just $78? That you can get in town and in the country? It's at Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association. If you live in Ardale, Bristow, Doherty, or Rockwell, Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association can put high-quality digital cable TV in your home for only $78 a month. Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association also provides cable TV to residents in and around Missouri and Thornton. Isn't it time to upgrade? Call Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association at 822-3211.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See Jasperson Insurance and Real Estate with locations in Thornton, Sheffield, and Belmont, or online at jaspersoninsurance.com.
No one covers more local high school sports than Radio on the Go. Listen to 104.9 FM and the KLMJ stream at radioonthego.com each season for coverage of the West Fork Warhawks, the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, and the Belmont Clemmy Broncos. We are Radio on the Go.
Welcome into another segment this Saturday morning for the Mortswater Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. Dylan Dierberg, as always, with you here, and now we get the chance to talk with the Belmont Clemmy women's head basketball coach. That's Andrew O'Connor. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach O'Connor.
Yeah, how's it going?
Not too bad, and not too bad for you guys either, at least the way it looks through at least 2 games here. The first week of action, as you guys opened up the season with a really, really tough game as you guys went on the road. In fact, for both of your first games of the season this past week, nonetheless, you guys went on the road to take on Bishop Garrigan, the former state champs in their class. And, you guys ended up losing that one 73-25, but you guys rebounded last night with a close 42-41 victory at Lake Mills. Do you want to start with that Bishop Garrigan game and kind of recap how that went?
Yeah, so it's always a tough game coming out at the beginning of the season, playing a ranked team, and the talent that they have on that team is intimidating. Audie Crooks is one of the best players in the nation right now as a junior, and Molly Joyce is ranked real high in the nation as a basketball player. So it's intimidating coming in right away and starting the season off with that, especially with a couple weeks of break in between our scrimmage and that game. Coming into it, though, I thought we did a pretty good job. We started out moving the ball real well, broke their press right away, They dropped out of that. Took a lot of good quality shots. We just honestly didn't hit any big shots in the game that night.
And as far as that night, I know you guys didn't have very many points in that game, but is there somebody you want to highlight scoring-wise, at least in that first game there? You guys had 25 points on the night?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we started off super, super slow. You know, it didn't seem like we were going to put anything in the basket for a while. Addie Lamb started off with a good three, and that kind of got us rolling a little bit. She ended up with 15 points on the night. Chloe Hobscheit, she came in off the bench. She had 5 points for us. And then after that, it was just a couple layups here and there by some of the other girls. But, yeah, top two scorers for the night that night were Addie Lamb and Chloe Hobscheit. We did do a couple other good things. We just, when you've got somebody that's that big on the inside, you can't get a whole lot of rebounds to get second shots. So it was usually one and done for us.
Yeah, and again, a tough ask for you guys to go on the road and take on Bishop Garrigan to start your season. Again, a 73-25 loss there, but you guys must have made big adjustments and came back strong with a win over Lake Mills on the road, 42-41 in your guys' second game of the year last night. First off, talk to us a little bit about what the focus was in practice that week before the Lake Mills game.
We really worked transition the next two days after our Bishop game to get into that Lake Mills game last night. I changed up our starting personnel a little bit. I ended up starting three freshmen, two seniors. With the girls that I have this year, I know in our previous talks on the radio, I've got about 11 girls that I'm playing. I'm just trying to find that right fit right now. Those three have played together for multiple years as freshmen coming up, so they kind of know each other. They're definitely quick. They are very aggressive on the ball, so I thought it would be a good time to give it a try. We also worked a full court press a little bit. That definitely helped. And it worked for a while. You could definitely tell once we got later into the game that with that young group, there was mistakes that were starting to be made, started rushing a little bit, and ended up having some of the senior girls come back around and finish the game up for us and pull it out at the end.
Well, glad to hear the change-up sparked you guys, and it certainly did. Looking at the scoring by quarter in this game last night against Lake Mills, you guys jumped out very quickly to a 12-5 lead, then kind of a back-and-forth second quarter ended 8-9, and you guys were up at halftime by 6 points, but then third quarter scoring 14-13 in favor of the Broncos before an 8-14 quarter in the fourth, you guys hanging on for the 42-41 victory. Just break down that game a little bit for us from last night. I know it was exciting at the end.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'd say that we just didn't really have a good offensive set. We've got a couple plays that we like to run. Like I said, with some of the younger girls that we had in there, as a coach, I guess I'll put it on myself. I really wasn't calling anything out. I thought we could just come down and run some plays, and they'd pick something to run. But we just got a little flustered a little bit. Called a couple timeouts, got them calmed down a little bit towards the end of the game there. They hit a good three and then had a free throw to go up 41-40 on us. Called a timeout, told them we were going to run a set play that we had, came down the floor, started the set play. Girl fouled one of my best free throw shooters with 17 seconds left, and she hit both free throws. And then we jumped into a full court press just to keep them off the speed from getting down the floor, and they ended up taking a long shot at the end and missed, and we got the rebound, and the game ended that way. So it was good to see that all the free throw practicing that we do at the end of every practice really came through, especially at the end of the game.
Well, a thrilling victory over Lake Mills, and you guys go to 1-1 on the season with your first two games being on the road. It's important to get that first win of the year, and with you guys playing so many road games out the gate to start the season. In fact, you guys start with 3 straight road games, including one this afternoon. We'll get to that in just a moment after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
Start every car ride with peace of mind. Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual make sure you and your budget are well cared for. That's why they offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust their coverage to move you forward. Trust in tomorrow. For more details and for all of your insurance needs, contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Michaela Hefty, Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Mullenbrook Insurance. Today, Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent,
Getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See Jasperson Insurance and Real Estate with locations in Thornton, Sheffield, and Belmont, or online at jaspersoninsurance.com. Mortgage rates are still attractive at First State Bank of Belmont. You'll find a wide array of financing options, whether you're buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home. Call First State Bank today. With lending decisions are made by local bankers here in Belmont. Whether it's your small business or farm, their knowledge of the local area provides more flexibility to your business. See how they can add value to your business. First State Bank of Belmont, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the second half of our conversation with Belmont Clemmie head girls basketball coach. That would be Andrew O'Connor. And Coach O'Connor, I kind of gave mention to it as you guys, or as we went to break. Now that we come back, we can talk about it here. You guys get the 42-41 win over Lake Mills, and you guys get to 1-1 on the season. And the road trip doesn't end. You guys go on the road to Central Springs today, a mid-afternoon game. Talk a little bit about how tough it is to start your season with a young team with three straight games on the road.
It's tough. Nobody likes to play away to begin with, especially this year. You know, after the season as we had last year, we had a couple tough games at the beginning of the season, but I think that with this game this afternoon, we can go out there, we can do some things that we've worked on all week, and hopefully pull out another win. I know Central Springs has been playing some pretty close games, their first couple, and they've been home a little bit, so they'll have the advantage there with the home court advantage, but we're going to go in today and really give it to them.
Yeah, Central Springs averaging 30 points a game with a 4-point loss to Osage and a 5-point win over St. Ansgar. Very low scoring, good defensive squad there for Central Springs, and I know you guys will be ready and prepared for that. Now let's look ahead a little farther. I know you don't like to jump too far ahead, but I see that matchup with Eagle Grove at home, your guys' first home game on the 7th next week. Talk a little bit about what that rivalry means to the Belmont Clemmie program, as well as your first chance to play in front of a home crowd in over a year.
It'll be good to get back home. I think the girls will be pretty excited, and I think that'll really give us a good spark coming into that game. The rival between us and Eagle Grove has always been there. Last year, you know, we took two of the three games that we played against them. That one game they came out, they shot really, really well. I think we underestimated them a little bit. I think it was a learning moment for a lot of the kids that are on the team. I've got a lot of returners this year, so I think that still is in the back of their mind that we've got to come in and we've just got to play every team like they're the state champs and go out and play tough. We can't overlook any team, and we just got to prepare one game at a time.
Certainly, that is always the mantra from any good head coach, and I just want to let everybody know, five of the first six games for the Belmont Clemmie Broncos this year are on the road. Is after that home game against Eagle Grove, it's two more on the road at Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and North Union before they get four straight games at home. So looking forward to that home stand, but you guys got to fight your way there. And again, Central Springs coming up this afternoon. Do you want to give a little preview to that one as far as when tip-off for that will be?
Yeah, I think we play at 1 o'clock, tip off for the girls, and then boys would be to follow after that. So it should be a good game. They're young, we're young, we're both itching to get wins, so it should be a good battle between us.
A fun game taking place this afternoon, 1 o'clock tip time for the girls. Belmont Clemmie Broncos heading on the road to Central Springs, looking to get over 500 for the first time this season at 1-1 after a loss to last year's state champion Bishop Garrigan 73-25 and a last-second heroic win at Lake Mills 42-41 last night. Thanks, Coach O'Connor, for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again in two more weeks. And we'll move on now to the next coach in line here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at www.mortsonline.com.
Welcome in to another segment during this morning's Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. Dylan Dierberg here with you, and now we get the pleasure of sitting down and speaking with CGD girls head basketball coach Liz Ennis. And, of course, thank you for joining us again this morning, Coach Ennis.
You bet. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, and good morning to you and your team, which is 3-0 to start the season this year. That's as well as you can start a season, especially with three games right out the gate for you guys, the 22nd, the 29th, and then the 3rd against St. Edmund just last night. Let's kind of go through how these games have gone. First, I'll start Southeast Valley, 65-56 victory at home. Then you guys went on the road against Eagle Grove, a rival team in Wright County. You guys got the victory there, 53-27, and then rounded out your first three games with a win last night at home against St. Edmund, 46-24. Coach, can I get you to recap that first game against Southeast Valley now?
Sure. Boy, that was a while ago already.
Yes, it was.
We came out real strong in that game. I'm not going to lie. We went up to St. Edgar and played in Jamboree, and we played Central Springs, and we only scored 8 points. And so I was a little concerned about our scoring at that point in the season. I was not seeing a lot of productivity, and I was just, I mean, there were some positives, but I knew we needed more from our team, and so we had a couple quick practices before we turned around and played that first game, and we really talked about working together and sharing the ball, and we came out really strong against Southeast Valley. Now, I say we shared the ball, and then Lexi Lane was our high scorer with 36 points. But honestly, she had, I think, 5 assists, and so she dished the ball as well. She just happened to be the hot hand that night, but we had other kids that played great roles in that game as well. So, you know, Delia Swanson had 8 points and 12 rebounds. Sawyer Moracle, our point guard, sophomore point guard, had 6 points. Nikki Kapka had 6 points. So we had other kids that scored. We had kids off the bench that scored, but Lexi just happened to be the hot hand, and we got it to her. So that was a really nice start to the season, and I was pleased with our defense that game, too.
Well, Coach, you said a hot start. That is certainly the case. 24 points in that first quarter for you guys. Got yourselves up 10 and never looked back in that game against Southeast Valley. Now we got to talk about the rivalry, or your guys' first road game of the year at Eagle Grove. That's a 53-27 victory for you guys. Just a quick recap on that one for us.
Sure. That was a good game for us. We had a couple girls out. They were on vacation, a couple senior starters. And it gave a chance for a couple of my junior post players to come in and start. Kennedy Churcha came in, and she led us with 18 points. She responded really well. She was pretty excited. She texted me, and she said, "Coach, did you really say today in practice that I'm starting tomorrow night?" And I said, "Yes, that's true." And so she came out, and she was just really excited for the opportunity. Posted up beautifully and had some excellent moves in the post. Emma State was that other junior that got to step in and start. She missed some really nice shots. I mean, she took nice shots. She missed those. She did have 2 points in the game. But not just the points. She came in and rebounded really well. I think she had six rebounds in that game. Nikki Kapka did not score for us, but I pointed out that to the team, you know, that you don't have to score to contribute. She had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Lexi Lane had 6 assists and 4 steals. She was our leading scorer with 12, or our second leading scorer with 12. Sawyer Moracle had 11 points with 4 assists, 3 steals, and 7 rebounds. And then we had some kids come in later in the game or throughout the game off the bench and did some good things. Elliot Ennis had 6 points and 4 rebounds, and we had a nice team contribution in that game, and the kids had a lot of fun playing too.
Well, that story about Kennedy makes everyone smile, obviously. It makes me smile thinking about, hey, Coach, are you sure you really want me starting and being excited coming in like that and having a great game, too? That just builds confidence throughout the year. You guys, a very deep team, obviously proving that in this game without two starters. And I just want to say another thing. You brought up Nikki Kapka. How about a stat sheet stuffer? 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Give her 2 blocks as well. Don't need to score, like you said, to really affect the game. She did it really, really well against Eagle Grove. You guys got to 2-0. And then last night, a 46-24 victory over St. Edmund. And you guys hold your opposing team to the lowest output of the season defensively, again, only allowing 24 points to the Gaels.
Yes, we actually struggled in that game last night offensively. We just didn't get things, well, I should say we kind of threw the ball away too much in the first quarter. We started out maybe a little jittery. And then just missed some little easy bunnies inside, you know, some little easy baskets in the lane. And we didn't get it going on offense, but our defense was excellent. And we made a defensive shift in the second quarter and held them to just 1 point in that quarter. And I can't say enough about how hard we worked on defense, especially in that first half. So I was really pleased. You know, when you can't get things going on offense, you still got to play defense. You can't let the other team score at will. And we did a really nice job of that. We only had 5 girls score in the game last night, but we had nice balance, couple girls in double figures, and it was a fun team game. Everybody got to play off the bench, and the girls are having fun playing, and I think that's the most important part.
Absolutely, and they seem to work well as a team, and this team, like I said, is a deep one in 3-0, as a matter of fact, to start the season. The Clarion Goldfield Dows Cowgirls off to a great start under Coach Ennis, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about the next few weeks for this Clarion Goldfield Dows team after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want to remind you not to veer for deer. If you see a deer on the road, try to stay calm, slow down, and keep your steering wheel still. Find more tips for safe driving at grinnellmutual.com. With your steady hands and our steadfast support, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Michaela Hefty, and Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents, at Mullenbrook Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And welcome back to part two of our conversation with head coach Ennis of the CGD Cowgirls basketball team. And it's been a fun season for them so far. 3 victories on the season, 0 losses, and continuing their run with back-to-back road games now as they'll take on some tougher competition at Webster City and at Clear Lake coming up next week. And of course, this team has enjoyed their season so far. Again, 3-0 are the CGD Cowgirls. Let's talk about the games upcoming in fact, you guys have just 1 game next week, lots of time to practice and work on some things during the week, and then you guys are at Webster City, and then the following week, you guys will be at Clear Lake. Do you kind of want to highlight those 2 games for us?
Sure. When I sit on the bench, I guess, one of my assistants just sits, and she writes down everything that I say, because I talk out loud, and so last night in the game, she wrote down a whole bunch of things, because even though we do some really positive things, and we're improving with each game, but there's always more things to work on. So, you know, I told her, we need to work on free throws. We've got to work on this. We've got to work on that, you know. So she writes it all down, and then we go through that, and then we talk about what we need to really highlight and practice. I'm a big person with breaking down a side of the offense, so we just work this little part of the offense for a while in small games, like a 3-on-3 set, and then we go to the other side and we work that, and then the next day we'll work, you know, maybe backdoor cuts, and we just really want to focus on that. We always put emphasis on defensive and rebounding drills each practice. We like to do transition drills. I thought in the Eagle Grove game we got up and down the floor really, really well in transition. But the games are going to get tougher now, and so we've got to get better in those little parts of the game. We've got to cut down on turnovers. I'm glad that we have those 3 days or 3 or 4 days next week. I'm going to give them 1 day off, but 3 days of practice next week to prep for Webster City. And then we turn around and, you know, Clear Lake's the defending conference champ, and they're tough again this year. And so we're really, we got to keep stepping up our game and improving. And the girls realize that. They're not satisfied. They want to keep getting better.
That is the key in practice, Coach. And, of course, with the competition ramping up a little bit, we'll be looking forward to some of these games coming up for the CGD Cowgirls. Keep an eye on them. Again, 3-0 on the season at this point, and a fun team to watch at that, a team that plays well together. Thanks for joining us again, Coach Ennis, this morning, and I wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, Dylan. Have a great weekend.
You too, Coach. And now with that, let's move on to the next coach in line here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
And welcome back to the final segment here of this morning's Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. And as always, the last segment of our Coaches Show reserved for Rockford Warriors Athletics, and this time specifically the girls basketball team. And we'll be talking to the head coach of that squad. That would be Brian Johnson. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach Johnson.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. And now let's talk about the Rockford Warriors girls basketball team. 0-3 at this point in the season. However, a young squad and a team that had a really tough first week when it comes to competition as well. First off, two of those three games were on the road to start the season. Started out the year on the road at Clarksville. That would be a loss 56-25. Then your girls were at home for Nashua Plainfield, another really talented team in the area, and would lose that one 49-13 before a loss last night to West Fork as well. Coach, can you kind of just recap those first few games for us, specifically the first two there?
Yeah, this might be, just looking at the early season, it might be the toughest week we will have this year. Some really good teams that we're playing, and the teams that we're facing this week, they'll probably be in the top of the conference, and a good non-conference team too, Clarksville. They're probably going to win a lot of their games in their conference. They have a lot of good athletes. They seem to replenish every year with athletes, and so that was a tough game. All the teams that we face basically have almost everybody back from last year, and so those are all tough games. But I have to give credit to my girls for, you know, after Monday, Tuesday losing right away, those two games back to back. And playing back-to-back games was tough to begin with, but they came back in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. They played hard, and they're trying to improve on some of the weaknesses that we have, and trying to get better every practice. I don't believe that they're letting these losses discourage them. Even last night, I think that they were in good spirits, and so I have to give a lot of credit for our girls, for keeping playing and keeping playing hard and having a good attitude.
Well, not only that, Coach, but these teams are a combined 9-1 on the season as well to start the year. Like you said, Coach, that's a tough gauntlet of games to start the year off. But let's go back to practice. I know after back-to-back games to start the year, not exactly always how a team wants to start the year with two games right away. They gave you guys double the film to break down as well in the next few practices. Talk about some of the things you guys worked on in some of those practices between game 2 and 3.
Yeah, and we have to limit our turnovers. That was one of our weaknesses last year, were turnovers, and we turned the ball over a lot this year, and we're trying to work on ball handling and passing the ball, not only passing, making good passes, but being good receivers too, and going to the ball, not letting the defense step right in front of us and get the ball. So that's probably a huge thing for us. We talked about how every time we have a turnover, that's one less possession for us and one more for the other team, and we've had a lot of turnovers this year, so we're doing our best to cut back on that. Like I said, we're running into a gauntlet here of some good teams, and hopefully next week we'll face a little bit competition closer to us. We've also worked on rebounding. We don't have a lot of size compared to other teams. We have a bunch of guards essentially, and maybe a couple of forwards, so we got to get a little bit more aggressive there on the boards and do that. So, and we got to working on our press breaker, which we have, but we've had all those teams we've faced so far have pressed us, and we need to improve in that area, and we worked on that the other day, and we just have to keep at it.
Certainly is the case. Got to keep the nose to the grindstone. These Rockford girls are not going to give up that easily. And, of course, a slate of games coming for them next week. We'll talk more about that after this break for our sponsors on 104.9 KLMJ.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Learfield Sports, this is Cyclone Basketball.
It's unbelievable.
This is your radio home for the Cyclones.
And the next Cyclone women's game is this Sunday. We will be joining it in progress following church services coming up in the noon hour as Iowa State will be hosting Longwood. It is a noon tip-off. Again, joined in progress this Sunday for Iowa State women's basketball, brought to you by Wellsburg Insurance Agency, Highview Animal Hospital, Mort's Water Company, and by the Ackley Vet Center.
And welcome back to our conversation with Rockford girls head basketball coach Brian Johnson. Coach Johnson kind of talked about it before we left. You guys have some interesting games coming up this week. Another slate of three games headed your way this upcoming week, starting with on the 7th. That would be Tuesday on the road at North Iowa, then a pair of games at home against Northwood Kensett and Valley Lutheran. Can you kind of break down the North Iowa team for us first?
Yeah, that was our only victory last year, North Iowa, and from what I see, I think they might be improved a little bit from last year. I think they brought most everybody back, and plus going to North Iowa is kind of tough. It's a tough place to play. It's a long drive, so it's going to be a challenge for us. But I hope that's a game where we could get ready and go in there with the mindset that we can win that particular game. Northwood, they got a good sophomore class, and on Friday they have some athletes in that class, and they'll be a tough game. I think they'll be in the top half of our conference, and hopefully on Saturday we got a non-conference game in Valley Lutheran, which maybe we could take advantage of that and hopefully come out with a victory on Saturday. Valley Lutheran is a team that struggles a little bit. They kind of have newish basketball program, so to speak. They're not a very old school, so they're just trying to find their footing with athletics. But hopefully that's a game that we can do well in and maybe come out with a victory, as well as the other two games that we play next week.
Well, Valley Lutheran 0-2 on the season, losses to GMG and Colonesco so far this season. So a good opportunity for the Rockford Warriors next week as the Warrior girls looking to get back in action again on Tuesday on the road at North Iowa. And now, Coach, let's highlight some of the players on this team. Let's talk about some of the players that have made a big impact, whether it be in games or in practice so far this season.
Yeah, Chloe Rooney's our senior leader, along with Emma Muller. But, Chloe, she's one of our main ball handlers. Actually, she's probably the main ball handler that we have. So there's a lot of pressure on her, especially on presses, to bring the ball up and try to break that press. She's a hard worker. She shows a lot of emotion, puts her emotion on her sleeves, and she's a good outside shooter for us, and she's done a good job. Emma Muller's done a good job as the other senior. The one other person I'm really happy with as far as improvement is Camden Kuhlmeier. She's our kind of junior forward. She's really tough down low. She's very aggressive, and she's one that won't bat down from some of the taller girls from other teams. She's done a real good. She's not very tall, but she is pretty strong and pretty aggressive. So I'm happy the way she's playing and especially battling underneath with some of those bigger girls from the other schools.
Kuhlmeier, the junior, tied for the lead in points per game at 5, and also the leading rebounder for the Rockford Warriors at 6.3 rebounds a game for her. Obviously a player we need to keep an eye on as well throughout the rest of the season. And, well, Coach, anything else you'd like to add here at the end?
Yeah, I just, like I said, I'm proud of the girls, the way they've been handling themselves. And we only got 10 girls in the program, and sometimes it's not about, you know, wins and losses. It's you know, improving and getting better and coming together as a team. And I, despite you know, some of the losses we've had this past week, you know, their attitudes have been pretty good, and I appreciate the effort they've given every day.
Well, that's the key, Coach, keeping them motivated and keeping them going every day, and those practices will be key for you guys as you move forward in the season. But I want to thank you, Coach, as well as wish you the best of luck going forward in these upcoming couple weeks here with your squad before we meet with you again.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. We're going to go to the outro after this break for our sponsors for the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
The holidays are coming, and so are your guests. Impress them with great tasting water, sparkling clean dishes, and clothes that look brand new. This is Justin Morton at Mortz Water Company. The Kinetico Whole House Water Treatment System is designed to give you cleaner, better tasting water, brighter dishes, and cleaner, softer clothes. Kinetico Water Treatment Systems come with a warranty and service no one can beat. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortzonline.com. Mortz Water Company, serving North Central Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Kinetico dealer.
And that's going to do it for the interview portion of our show today, the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show this morning on 104.9 KLMJ. And now that we've talked to all of our area head coaches for the girls basketball programs, let's go through and recap where all of our programs are through the first week and a half of action. Belmont and Clemmie's 1-1 through two games this season, including a 42-41 close victory last night over Lake Mills. As far as CGD, the Cowgirls 3-0 on the season, including a 46-24 win over Fort Dodge St. Edmund last night. The Bulldog girls also look good so far on the season, only loss a 50-48 home loss to Applington Parkersburg to start the season, and they got their second victory on the year to put them at 2-1 with a 41-20 victory over IFA last night. As far as Iowa Falls Alden, they fall to 0-4 on the year. However, not a lot of practice time for a young squad there. They're going to improve as they move on throughout the season. For the North Butler Bearcats, they're 0-3 on the year, but Coach Iser talked to us about how they played their best game last night. That ended in a loss 48-41 to Newman Catholic, and we'll look forward to the Bearcats continuing to keep that momentum rolling and stack up some wins next week. As far as the Rockford Warriors, they also sit at 0-3 on the season so far, but with some winnable games coming next week, starting with their game at North Iowa on Tuesday the 7th. And the West Fork Warhawks get back to their winning ways last night with a win over Rockford. They sit at 2-1 on the season and hope to get back into the top 15 rankings. That's going to do it for our show this morning. I want to send a thank you as well as a best of luck to all of our area coaches throughout the next 2 weeks. We'll get caught up with them again then and see how they're doing nearing the halfway point in the season. And I want to thank all of you for listening in this morning to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. If you want to listen back to any section of the show this morning, you can always do that online at radioonthego.com or on the Radio On The Go mobile app. You'll be able to find this show under Sports and Coaches Shows. And of course, as always, same place, same time next week, 8:30 on a Saturday morning. We'll get caught up with where the boys programs are at with all of their head coaches next week. But for now, so long and have a good rest of your weekend from Dylan Dierberg and everyone here at 104.9 KLMJ.
You have been listening to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on KLMJ 104.9 Radio on the Go. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more insight from our area coaches. Remember, if you missed any of today's show or want to listen to it again, you can find a link to the show on the Coaches Show page at radioonthego.com.